This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Officials with Kenosha Unified say that the 13-year-old involved in a recent lockdown was on their radar. They say they were aware of images involving an airsoft gun. Officials say because the images didn't include threats, they didn't forward concerns to police. A former Racine County principal has filed a federal lawsuit alleging he was illegally fired due to his sexual orientation. The lawsuit filed by Jeff Peterson names current and former Raymond school board members and a former superintendent. Racine Unified has partnered with an organization called Direct Admit Wisconsin to streamline college admissions. The program allows students to secure spots at select UW schools based on their junior year performance without submitting applications. There were no major injuries after a semi and an SUV collided in Racine County yesterday. It happened on Highway 20 near Britton Road. The semi driver was taken to the hospital for evaluation. The highway was closed for about an hour. And the Racine Neighborhood Watch is hosting a training event tomorrow night to educate people about drugs and crime. The event will feature presentations from the Milwaukee FBI and local law enforcement, as well as Narcan training from the City of Racine Health Department. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will. But it's not one night. We'd have won tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea, get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5-15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.